T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this past Tuesday was primary election day. And probably the most watched Democratic primary race in New York was in New York's 16th district, where after election night, Jamal Bowman is on track to beat longtime Congressman Elliot Engel.
So I'm excited. I am happy. I am fired up. I cannot wait to get to Congress and cause problems for the people in there.
Mail-in ballots are still being counted, but Bowman has a commanding lead. Jamal Bowman was a school principal and public school advocate, and he joins us now. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can I ask, what was your reaction election night when you saw your lead? And also, why do you think voters decided to move to you and away from Elliot Engel?
My reaction was exuberance, joy, excitement, humility as well. It was a long journey, long grind with an amazing team. You know, our goal from the beginning was to engage all of the voters throughout the district. We knew that Congressman Engel in the last primary took 22,000 of about 30,000 total votes. Our goal was to engage the other 300,000 registered Democrats in the district. So that's what we did. And that's why we see a dramatic increase in voter turnout, a dramatic increase in terms of diversity of voters. And that's why we were able to pull out this victory.
You've been compared by some to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the way she beat a longtime incumbent who was a high-ranking member in Congress and noted the incumbent was absent from the district, taking it for granted, and also because you share some progressive policies. How do you feel about that comparison?
Well, you know, if the mail-in ballots turn out the way we expect them to turn out, I think the comparison is accurate because we will both be victorious in our initial primaries as political outsiders. You know, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is an amazing leader. She's brilliant. She's paved the way for someone like me to run for office. So, you know, I welcome those comparisons openly, but also, you know, I'm also Jamal Bowman, and I have experience and expertise that I'm going to bring to the table as well.
I noticed this must have been a very difficult time to campaign. It was not normal times with the coronavirus shutdowns happening all around our area. What energized you in this difficult time to campaign? What did you feel from the community that kept you energized?
Yeah, so, you know, I guess here I leaned on my experience as a middle school principal. You know, I've worked throughout my 20-year career, actually, with families and students that have been marginalized and neglected of resources by our federal government. And this was a moment of crisis where we saw much of the same. So I was just leaning into that experience and providing constituent services to people throughout the district and providing social and emotional support. And I was energized by that because despite the pandemic and despite the limited response from our federal government in terms of working families, people were still coming together and providing mutual aid and still had a belief in me as a candidate and our campaign. So that kept me inspired and energized throughout the process.
You know, a lot of people throughout New York are discovering who you are right now after election night. So I wanted to give you this opportunity for you to tell us, you know, before all the defining starts, who you are, what you're about, what the community can expect.
You know, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a son, a brother, an uncle, a friend to so many, a mentor to many others. I'm an educator. You know, I've been an educator for 20 years, and I'm a black man in America, you know, and all of that encompasses my personal experiences, my professional experiences, and what I fight for and what I believe in. You know, I believe in equality and justice for all. I believe in our common humanity. I believe in building a diverse coalition that can fight against institutional racism, sexism, and classism, and all of the ills that continue to plague our country. And I look forward to fighting that fight with everyone who believes in change and believe in what's possible. So excited to get to work here in the 16th and across the country.
Do you think the national conversation about race and racism that we are having right now had an impact on your race?
It's possible. You know, throughout this Black Lives Matter resurgence, you know, because the movement happened initially after the Eric Garner killing, Tamir Rice and many others, throughout this resurgence, we've had many Black Lives Matter rallies and vigils and protests right here in the district. And I had the chance to engage with different constituents and share my story. And it gave people the opportunity to lean into me differently as a candidate because of what's happening throughout the country. So, it probably helped us out. But what helped us most was our amazing team that was canvassing on racial and economic justice from the very beginning.
That is Jamal Bowman, who's poised to upset longtime Congressman Elliot Engel for New York's 16th District.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.